T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Hochman.
You know what? I might get a breast reduction.
Shut up, you jag off.
Channing Crowder.
Go the spinner.
Chicken and cheese is an aphrodisiac.
Alejandro Solana.
Rudy Gobert.
Those are your weather.
You look slightly zooted.
I might have tailgated a little bit.
Sports.
Thursday night football. You can watch it on your Ring doorbell.
I had some whoopee in a bunch of Waffle House parking lot.
Is milk liquid cow?
Mr. Unlimited.
More sports.
There's pork, but sometimes you gotta eat poke.
It's raining testicles!
The most sports.
If you're in a pickle, just call Squickle.
What's going on?
I ain't getting no action last night.
The Hochman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
It is the Hochman and Crowder Dance Hour.
You dancing?
Everybody get up and dance.
I'm jamming.
Remember how we had an idea to do the show once with the sound of a live audience where we were going to have a laugh track and applause? And it was a great idea. And we've got it on the circle back list, by the way. So we are going to circle back on that. But what if we did 1 hour of a show, or an entire show, just as the Hochman and Crowder dance party?
I like it.
All right, crank it up, Solana. Let's do it today. Nothing going on.
Okay, now switch.
I'm so tempted to leave right now and go get the Celsius and put him in the freezer. Solana, just play the music.
You got 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
You can't play the whole song, so you the DJ if it's a dance party.
Right. All right. So
we lost it. We lost interest. He didn't change the song fast enough.
I need a laugh track.
I want to do that.
I do, too. It's a brilliant idea. But it's going to require a little bit of planning. I found out today that Solana, if he thinks that we're not going to be in studio, he shows up 1 minute before the show starts. Mm. I didn't realize that he wasn't here preparing for the show, so I'm looking around for him for a couple hours. Waltzes in. It was like 1:58.
These young kids.
It's not true, though. It's flat out not true. I've been here since 10:45.
I may have gotten here at 1:58. I think I may have gotten that backwards.
You beat me by my usual minute.
Where are you? You're in New York?
Yes, Jersey.
All right. Go out in the Big Apple last night?
No, I didn't, because it's sleeting and it's raining and frozen mixed rain. It's terrible.
That's no fun. This is wild to me. What are we, Wednesday today? Monday, just to give a little bit of the history. Monday, the Bengals were 1-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. And then by the end of Monday, the Bengals, it was pick 'em, and then the Bengals were favored. Then yesterday, the Bengals, no? Do I have that wrong?
No, I just don't understand what you're doing right now. I got to be honest here, Hawk. And I would never interject to start the show.
No, I don't think you wouldn't.
You're opening up with Bengals Chiefs today?
Well, what do you want? Well, okay. So here's, I really didn't want to pull the curtain open this far, but I thought you'd be here creating a Bam Adebayo montage, so when we started the show, we'd celebrate Bam. Mm-hmm. When I found out that you only got here at 158, I realized you had nothing prepared for Bam Adebayo. So my guess is now you want to start with Bam, and you're going to play some one sound effect, one highlight, or one horn blaring. So go ahead. I'll shift gears, obviously, because you want to talk about Bam Adebayo so badly that you have put in a ton of show prep for this.
Bam comes up, sets a screen right, slips it. Double team on Tyler. Got it to Bam. Bam. Jumper from the free throw line. Splash! He's got 30.
There you go. So you put that together. What happened? Jimmy cut that up last night and you just found it?
Yep, we can move on.
Did I nail, though, exactly what transpired there?
Thank you, got you, Solana.
Because that's what I expected. I know I walk in, you know, and he's here early, and I see the waveforms on the audio session, and I know he's putting together something big. But I figured you were going to be through the roof about Bam Adebayo, but all you did was get a highlight that I'm sure Tobin played 18 times today, is my guess.
Yeah, it's a good call. Let's get back to the AFC title game, actually.
So Monday, the Bengals are underdogs.
Take that loss. But
it is funny how we all know each other very well.
Yes.
The moment he opened his mic, I knew what he was going to say. And I had that plan because I was shocked that I didn't see you making a montage today. But I wasn't going to bring it up until you just tried to throw me under the bus. But I do want to talk about Bam. But the Bengals... Yesterday, at one point, they were 2.5-point favorites. And then we started thinking, okay, well, maybe we should bet Kansas City getting the points on Sunday. Now it's back down to one. Now the Bengals are 1-point favorites. So it's a very strange line that's going on. There's a lot of movement in this Bengals-KC line for Sunday.
Yeah, I think nobody knows the Patrick Mahomes health.
Right. Well, I mean, again, if Patrick Mahomes is deemed out, it's going to go to 6 or 7. If he's significantly injured and we just don't know, that's why you don't have KC as a runaway favorite. And by the way, Joe Burrow is playing some unbelievable football. So
yeah, and that's the thing. If he's healthy, we know the line. If he's out, we know the line. He's, what is he, 73% or 41%?
Right,
that's
right.
Where I think this line move is coming from.
So we'll keep an eye on it for the rest of today and also Thursday and Friday, and we'll see what happens. Everybody is talking about Bam today, and he did a great job making a case for himself on national TV last night for why he should be on the All-Star team. But it strikes me as one of these things where now we're even more certain that he needs to be on the All-Star roster. And for whatever reason, that seems to play against him in this scenario. I don't know why. He even said, who was doing the post-game interview on TNT yesterday? Did you see that highlight, Solana? Who was that? Was that...
I saw who it was on the court.
Was it Jared Greenberg?
It's Jared something.
I think it's Jared Greenberg. Because Ian Eagle was on the call, and I had texted him this morning, but he's traveling all day today. But Bam said, I belong in Utah. You know, not playing for the Jazz, but for the All-Star weekend. It was, you know, it got a little dicey. Solana had kind of called it yesterday because everyone was out for Boston. So he said, of course, it'll be a barn burner. And it's exactly what it was. Jason Tatum stunk right there at the end. I told Solana, oh, why didn't you remind me to get Cornbread Maxwell on the show today?
I don't know. I texted you about it yesterday, and you didn't seem too quick to respond. So I
Well, no, you said we'd have Cornbread on tomorrow, so I didn't know you needed a soliloquy back. And then I think I don't know if you texted me or tweeted us. Cornbread got a box of donuts to go because they have them there at the arena, and he had that at his broadcast. Like you were right next to him.
He went at halftime. He came back, and he had one hand on that donut box. From the third through the fourth quarter, the second the clock struck zero, the buzzer sounded, Cornbread grabbed, he threw his headphones down, he grabbed that dozen box of donuts, and he bolted to the exit.
There you go. All right. I wanted to have him on. I totally forgot. But
did you talk to him, Solana? Did you say something?
Yeah.
I said hello, but I didn't get to properly introduce myself because I'm on pregame, and I can't talk to him until the game starts, and then he's on. And then at halftime, I'm on. And then after the game, I'm on as well, immediately after the game. So I never had a proper chance to introduce myself as Alejandro Solana from the Hockman and Crowder show. But he was messing with Jax, so like I gave him a fist bump or whatever, and he kind of was just nice to me, like, oh, who's this kid?
You should have walked past him and gone, you know, taking a box of donuts home from work, blacklist, yes or no, you know.
I wanted to bring up the blacklist. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm the guy from the show with the blacklist. But I also, I don't know, like, how does that sound when it's not in the proper context?
Right. If he doesn't recall at that very moment because he's in game mode, mm-hmm. does he just yeah. take you out with one swing, which he could?
He is, you know, big, bro. Cornbread yeah. is big.
You know what would have been the move is for you to ask for a donut. That's the story I want.
Hey, Brad, let me get a donut. Let me hold a donut, Brad.
Get your own damn donuts. Hell I look like.
So we'll talk about Bam Adebayo today. We'll talk some NFL. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, he's going to join us. Joe Zagacki is going to join us today. He was in Tallahassee last night. The Canes broke that 9-game losing streak to FSU in hoops. So Canes did their thing last night. And then a couple things going on Dolphins-wise. Vic Fangio is apparently in town. I mean, I know they're interviewing him today. I'm guessing it's not over Zoom. My guess is that he's in town. So I feel like we should stalk him the way we did Peyton Manning when he dared to come down here for a couple of hours and we sent out every news plane that was in South Florida.
I know we like fangs, Hawk, but is this acquisition a Peyton Manning acquisition?
Oh, I mean, this supersedes that by a mile. This is huge. Just for our show, not for yes. the Dolphins. This is just for our show to have fangs. We have fangs is now a MiamiDolphin.com, and we bought that several years ago. So we've been waiting to roll that out. And then there's this video going around on social media of Tom Brady visiting a private school here in Miami for his kids. Now, I will give you some context. Tom Brady and Giselle, they have lived down here for a while, and I don't think him visiting the school has anything to do with what his future is with the Dolphins, but I remember doing this with LeBron and others when you put the breadcrumbs together at the end, and you go, that did make some sense. So there is some video of Tom Brady. Was it Country Day that he's visiting?
Yeah. Miami Country Day School, right up the block from here. It's like 5 minutes away.
Yeah. So I might do a segment from there, Crowder, later on today.
Going up there, and I'm going to read the tea leaves. He wants to be around his babies. He flew down here to check out their school. There's a team down here that's interested. There's an owner that went to Michigan. I'm putting it together.
Interesting. So anyway, lots going on. Let's get headlines here with our friends celebrating Bam Adebayo with a highlight, Alejandro Solana.
This is apropos of nothing, but because we were talking about Peyton Manning there, is this acquisition of Fangs better? And for our show, strictly because his nickname is Fangs, it is. And I was wondering, does Peyton Manning have a nickname? So I just Googled it quickly. Do either of you know if Peyton Manning
That's
has a nickname?
That's a great call. Like, to be that great an athlete,
well,
he does.
He does, but I didn't even know this was his nickname.
It's not an insulting one. Yeah. It's not like the forehead or something.
No, but it should be
Yuck Body. Yuck Body.
I don't think Yuck Body is not exactly Black Mamba. He has a nickname?
I typed in Peyton Manning, and before I could even spell Nick, it came up already. So this is his nickname.
What is it?
The Sheriff.
It is?
Apparently.
Come on, no one, that can't be his nickname. No one's ever called him that.
There's memes of him dressed as a sheriff from like the Prohibition era as
That's pretty staggering to be that great an athlete. Hall of Fame from the moment you start till the moment you finish and not have a nickname in sports. That's pretty
No, a lot of great people don't have nicknames.
Are you sure?
What's Bron's nickname?
King James.
Ooh, was MJ just MJ?
Yeah, and he was Air Jordan as well.
Hmm. Montana?
I'm telling you. I
don't
think
know.
Joey.
That's just his name.
Are you sure? I think that was his nickname.
Like Jerry Rice. Walter Payton was Sweetness.
Jer.
That was a good one.
Everybody loved Jer.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I will go with more Hall of Famers don't have nicknames.
No, stop it.
For sure.
How dare you. Ridiculous.
I'm going to look some of these up. Jerry Rice has to have a nickname.
Right?
He's one of the greatest football players of all time.
There's no way that his nickname is Jerry.
Jerry. And don't give me initials, because everybody does that.
Well, but like with MJ, like that was, you know, his nickname, also Air Jordan.
Yeah, the man and with it was the hands. Nickname of a girl on a Spider-Man movie.
Jerry Rice.
Because her name was Mary Jane.
Nicknamed World.
Huh?
It says that Jerry Rice's nickname was World.
Because he covers the world?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I think everybody has nicknames. Nicknamed World because of his superb catching ability, his accomplishments, and numerous records.
Oof. What about Larry Bird?
Larry Legend.
And Joe Montana was Joe Cool before Joe Burrow.
Hmm.
You know what? I don't know. Moss, I got to research this. This is something I'm going on the old online for.
Although somebody texts in, how do you guys not know that he's been called Sheriff since like year three? You guys are crazy. Maybe we just don't know it. Like maybe if you ask most sports fans, what's Peyton Manning's nickname? They go, Sheriff, of course.
No, because I played against Peyton. We just, that wasn't one thing.
Oh, I mean, stop it.
What that wasn't the Sheriff.
I mean, come on. You were worried about his nickname?
And you got, no, I was worried about him beating our ass like
I know,
he did multiple
that's what
times.
I'm saying.
Which he did, by the way. He got blown out on Monday Night Football to the Colts. Oh, I was there. Thank you.
Dallas Clark. He saw him open.
That Solana has a montage for. Strange. All
right. You know who was on Dallas Clark that game, Hawk?
You?
Aiken Adell.
Aiken Adell is my guy. Another montage that Solana has ready at the go, an Aiken Adell montage. Doesn't have one for Bam last night, though.
Let's start with headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. So the Heat win last night. Bam was incredible. They'll host the Magic on Friday night here at the Heat house. Canes Hoops, they blow out FSU last night.
Yeah, they needed that.
The beatdown. That's Coachella's 112th ACC victory. That moves him into the top 10 all-time in ACC wins.
Let's go. Dude's a legend.
Panthers, they lose 7-6 in overtime to the Penguins yesterday.
You know what? It was a great point that they got. They need to accumulate points. Obviously, you'd rather get two than one, but I'll give the Panthers props last night because you're playing against Sid the Cross, and you got a young guy, Alex Lyon, in there, and you know, it was what it was, but they got a point.
They'll host the LA Kings on Friday night.
That's probably one of the Mount Rushmore nicknames, right? In sports,
Crossman.
Sid the Cross.
Yeah.
Crossman.
Crossman. There's an update on the Dolphins defensive coordinator search. I have info on all the new candidates, but four candidates total have been linked thus far. We know about Vic Fangio. Now, Chris Richard is also being linked, and he's expected to interview for the job. He's a Saints co-defensive coordinator and defensive backs coach. And Seahawks associate head coach and defensive assistant Sean Desai also reportedly interviewing for the position. So that's Anthony Campomile, who we heard earlier this week, Vic Fangio, who reportedly interviewed today, Sean Desai and Chris Richard. And Crowder, I think Chris Richard played in Miami in 2005 as a cornerback. I don't know if it was before you got drafted or after, but he was a member of the Dolphins.
Chris Richard.
With a K. K-R-I-S.
And, for me to have to look him up, he didn't make a big impact on my life. So I don't know if he was here. I see a picture out there.
All right.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Call them 866-954-MORE. It's a pretty decent afternoon in South Florida. It's around 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s. That's your weather.
All right, let's ask Ben Volen as the first question. He is an NFL writer for one of the top newspapers in the country, the Boston Globe. Let's ask him right off the bat. You got to remind me, Solana. Like you remind me about Cornbread Maxwell, who would have been coming up next had you reminded me. Remind me. Let's ask him first question. What is Peyton Manning's nickname? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
All right.
He will not know.
I mean, he's an NFL writer.
But no, that did not pick up. Let's see. Let's make a bet on it.
Well, I think he knows. So you think he doesn't know?
No, I don't think he knows.
All right, what do you want to bet? $1,000?
Yeah.
All right, I'm texting him immediately.
Oh, there he goes, loading the deck.
I'm a hustler. All right, Ben Volen is next. Let me talk about Dave and Buster's. Yo, you got the big games on Sunday. You got AFC, NFC championship games Sunday. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. That is the place to be. I always say it is the absolute best place to watch a game. And, of course, football, but also basketball and hockey and combat sports and, you know, whatever interests you. So I always say they have a 42-foot TV there. So Sunday, you plant yourself, whether you're in the dining area where the 42-foot TV is located, or even the sports bar, which has so many TVs you don't know what to do with, but you also have a perfect view of the 42-foot TV. You just plant yourself there for the afternoon. You enjoy some of the Dave & Buster's food, the great drinks that they have, the games in the Midway, and then you watch both football games on the best screens in all of South Florida. So Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. I am telling you, you will not be disappointed. Between the hundreds of TVs, the amazing games in the Midway, the delicious food and drinks, I am telling you, if you're hanging out with friends and watching some games, or you're looking for a place to hang out with the family, you're not going to go wrong at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Talking at the one in Oakwood Plaza, so it's just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. Dave & Buster's, the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You can eat onion rings as a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, I'm an onion ring guy.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben Volen is the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, and he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Volen, we were talking earlier. I don't know. How did you come up with this, Solana? Where did this come from?
We were talking about Vic Fangio.
Right.
And
so Peyton Manning pops into your head.
Oh, no.
Oh, that now. No. But he was at Denver. But Peyton. So Vic Fangio was supposedly in town. And if you remember a few seasons ago, feels like last year, I was on the Lebatard show. So this was years ago. This was over 10 years ago. Yeah. Peyton Manning is visiting Miami, and there's the thought that he might come play here, and he's swarmed by TV helicopters, and he never comes back to Miami ever again. But anyway, Solana said, do you know what Peyton Manning's nickname is? And then Crowder and I were thinking, like, I don't think he has a nickname, which is weird for a superstar. So I'll ask you, Ben Volen, NFL expert, what is Peyton Manning's nickname?
I have this weird feeling. Is it the sheriff?
Wow. Now, did you tell him, Solana?
I did not tell him.
All right. No one fed you that?
No, hands to God, he did not feed me. I've seen that, like, on his Wikipedia, on his, like, pro football reference page, maybe it has like guys' nicknames. Yeah, it's not a common one, but I've seen that the sheriff is his nickname. I've been in his presence a few times. I've never seen anyone actually call him, hey, sheriff, what's up, man?
But there are like a bunch of people have texted me like, you guys don't know anything about football if you don't know his nickname is not, you know, is the sheriff. But I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard that before, but apparently a lot of people have. So
Well, that is the barrier between whether you know something about football or know nothing about football, whether you know that that's his nickname. So you have failed that test.
I think I did fail that test. I think you failed that test as well, Crowder.
They set some crazy parameters on us now, boy. Goodness.
What about Jerry Rice? Do you know if Jerry Rice has a nickname, Ben?
No, but my friend growing up had this awesome poster. It said, like, Jerry be quick, and he was jumping over Candlestick Park.
Oh, that's cool.
But, no, what would – I mean
– On Wikipedia –
He was the original GOAT. He was the original GOAT before Tom Brady, though.
On Wikipedia, it says World, that he was – his nickname was World.
That's stupid.
Yes.
Well, quite the visceral reaction there. I mean –
But Ben, this got into when we were talking earlier that if you're a top athlete, if you're like you're talking about the GOAT, all of them have nicknames. I think it's the other way around. I think random people have nicknames. It has nothing to do with how good you are.
But most great athletes have a nickname.
The one that always sticks out to me is Doug Martin, the muscle hamster. He's not necessarily a great player.
I don't know where nickname. You. Yeah, I'm not necessarily falls into the category of great athlete. Actually, you know where this really came from is Vic Fangio is Fangs, and we are in love with that nickname. We love Fangs. So anyway, I do want to talk some football here. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Do you like the idea of Vic Fangio to the Dolphins?
You know, and wasn't that the plan with Sean Payton? Apparently, didn't Dave Hyde write that with Payton coming, Fangio was going to be the defensive coordinator? So obviously, it seems like Chris Greer has had his eye on this guy for a while, and his defenses have always been very good in Denver. Defense was never the problem. It was always quarterback. Vic Fangio, I know he's maybe on the older side, but great defensive coordinator. And I think Josh Boyer had his bright spots as well. So I don't want to besmirch him by any stretch, but Vic Fangio, his defense has always performed very well. He's a very much a proven defensive coach. So, you know, you get Mike McDaniel running that offense. You get a bit of a more stout defense. Hopefully Tua can stay healthy, and maybe the Dolphins are right back at it next year. But, you know, obviously they're counting a lot on it's, you know, the defensive coordinator change will be good, but still all obviously going to be about Tua and whether he can stay healthy and all that.
And, Ben, it's funny you say that Vic's on the older side because – the concept that I was saying, and I don't know, I know where it comes from. It stems from the delay of game penalties in the wild card game with, you know, a new head coach, McDaniel, making that mistake, and it was flat out a mistake. And now they start talking about Vic Fangio, Ben, and I'm like, oh, that's great. Get an older guy, an established guy, you know, in the building to help out McDaniel with those, you know, game management, clock management things. But then Hawk brings up Chan Gailey, who is 98 years old, and he couldn't help
not that old.
Adam Gase with his thing. Like, that concept of these young coaches need an old guy there with them because they've been through it all. Do you believe in that concept?
I mean, I think you need someone in the press box that you trust whose only job is to look at challenge decisions and timeouts and clock management. I mean, Bill Belichick had Ernie Adams for 20 years, and that was like their secret sauce. He had – Ernie Adams was up in the press box crunching all the numbers and telling Belichick, you know, all the secrets. So I think every coach does need someone like that. I don't think it should be your defensive coordinator. He's busy enough on game day coaching the defense. So I don't think if you're bringing Vic Fangio, I don't think it's about giving Mike McDaniel some help with clock management. I think if Mike McDaniel really needs someone like that, he should hire someone like that specifically for that job. And I cut McDaniel some slack. I mean, there was a lot of confusion as to what down it was there. Someone told them it was first down, whether it was a coach or an official or something. It wasn't just a typical, you know, dysfunctional sideline. They at least had some reason to believe that it was going to be first down there. So I cut McDaniel a little bit of slack. And I think big picture, they went, you know, played the Bills pretty tough with their third string quarterback. So I give him a lot of credit for that. But, no, if you're bringing in Fangio, it's to improve the defense. It's not to do clock management and to help McDaniel out.
Now, there is some rumors about bringing in another old guy, Tom Brady. And so there was this I'm going to ask you this, and I don't – I have a tough time believing that there's any validity to this. But There was some social media posts today of Tom Brady visiting a private school in Miami, and a lot of people.
I saw that.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, want to do the 1 + 1 = 2, even though he lives down here. So it's not that out of the world that he's visiting a private school. But would you take a one season flyer on Tom Brady if you're the Dolphins? If he's done in Tampa, he lets it be known to Stephen Ross or Chris Greer, yes, you know I'm interested in coming down there. Yes, you know I've had an interest in ownership later on in my life. And, yeah, I'd like to play a season. Do you follow up on that at all?
So what's funny is I think the Dolphins should have done it last year. But now that we've seen Tua play pretty well with this offense and – given that, you know, there's every reason to believe that he's going to be okay from his concussions, that he can come back and be fine next year. And you see what he costs. I mean, it's like $4 million. So for all those reasons, I would pass on Tom Brady. It's definitely tempting, but you've got a pretty good thing going with Tua. You might as well give him one more year to prove himself. It doesn't make sense at this point to bring in Brady and kind of cast Tua aside, unless you're totally done with him, which I don't think anyone in the football operation would be. This to me would be strictly an ownership type of move. And I think Brady makes sense for a bunch of teams, but I don't know. I think with where they are with Tua, it's worth giving him what, like, I personally, I think they're going to decline the fifth year option on Tua, because I don't think they need to do that. They don't need to guarantee that money, but it's still worth giving him the chance to play this year and or in 23 and to prove himself. So I would take a pass if I were the Dolphins on Tom Brady, but I definitely think Brady still has a lot left in the tank and is going to be a good quarterback for someone next year. Last year before Tua had proven himself a little bit, I would have done it. Now that he's shown he could play in McDaniel's offense, I would give him one more season.
But Ben, is Brady for sure leaving? Because I don't know anything. I'm just reading the tea leaves, like Hawk always says.
I've never said that.
You said it earlier in the show. That's why I started saying
the damn thing.
I have
never said reading the tea leaves.
You said whatever, the tea tramp teas.
No, I said breadcrumbs. I have never.
You said tea leaves.
I have never.
You're doing this because I'm out of town. You're doing this because I'm out of town.
I have never in my life said, let's read the tea leaves on that.
He's lying, Ben. I'm reading tea leaves because Hawk reads tea leaves.
I refuse to move on until you acknowledge that I have never. Solana, have I ever said reading the tea leaves?
You said it earlier.
Solana.
Crowder, he's never said.
I've never said that. I do not want to be the guy referred to as the guy who always says reading the tea leaves.
Let me see. I'm going back on Odyssey. I'm going to get my play back. I'm going to have it for y'all soon. Okay, Ben, somebody random, a little white dude I know, says reading the tea leaves. But when they fired, by speaking of Tampa, when they fired Byron Leftwich, I don't think they would have done that if Tom wanted to stay with Byron. So is there a way that he stays in Tampa? Because when they fired Byron, I was like, I think this might be something the organization's doing for Tom. Because if Tom liked Byron, they wouldn't have fired him to try to bring him back.
Yeah, I would agree that you could read the Bucs sacking all their coaches as a way to appease Tom Brady. And that is an organization that has proven over the last 3 years that they will do whatever it takes to make Tom Brady happy. They will do whatever he wants, bring in his favorite players, fire the head coach. Tom, whatever you need, we will get it done. So that is definitely a team that will do whatever it takes to keep Brady. And so I would never count out the Bucs. That said, I do think he's got his eyes elsewhere. The Bucs, you know, there's a lot of transition coming there. I'm just not sure that's a team that Brady wants to come back to. I mean, social life, I mean, for his personal life, you know, the fact that his kids are in Miami, being in Tampa, does make things a lot easier. So you definitely can't count Tampa out. I think the Raiders are obvious. The 49ers, maybe, but with the way that Brock Purdy's playing, they're kind of like the Dolphins. I wouldn't change course just for Tom Brady if I were the 49ers. You know, the Titans are definitely a possibility. Maybe the Panthers. Maybe the Colts. I think the Jets make some sense. They're a quarterback away, and they're not in a position to draft one again. So Brady in New York City would certainly be interesting, and back in the AFC East. So I do think there's a spot for him. Raiders, I think, most likely. But, you know, you can't count out the Bucs because they will do whatever it takes to make Tom Brady happy.
Let me ask you about another quarterback. What's the overall feeling on Dak Prescott in Dallas? Because Crowder and I have disagreed about Dak Prescott for a couple of seasons now, but I wonder what the feeling is in Dallas.
I think he's just good enough. Just good enough to keep everyone intrigued, but then, you know, look, he's only 29 years old, and in quarterback parlance, that can still, you might not even reach your prime until your mid-30s, but he's got one playoff win under his belt in his career, so that's where your legacy is made, and that's what Cowboy fans want. I mean, it's been 27 years since they've been to the NFC Championship game, so I think there's no shame in losing to the 49ers. That was a heck of a defense. But it's just, you know, this is a guy who never seems to rise to the occasion. And the Cowboy fans have been patient. It's not like you're going to just replace Dak Prescott. So I think he's pretty safe. And, you know, he's probably a top 15 quarterback. You want to be a top 8 or a top 6 quarterback, and he's just not there. So, you know, he's a guy who's good enough to win you games and get you in the playoffs. He's certainly proven that. But the postseason is where you make your money, and he and the Cowboys just keep coming up short.
And another quarterback that, you know, is hitting the news now and, you know, should be is Lamar Jackson. I'm hearing trade rumors to Atlanta, trade rumors to Carolina. There's a report with NBC Sports said that he refused a $133 million contract, but them boys are getting $250, $300 million contracts. What happens to Lamar? And I would say, why doesn't the Ravens respect him like he was a past NFL MVP?
You know what? The Ravens have the franchise tag at their disposal, and it's a great weapon. And why, you know, Deshaun Watson was able to get his contract because he had the leverage. And in this situation, Lamar Jackson just doesn't have the same leverage. And it's like, yeah, he turned down $133 million, but we don't know the actual details of the contract. So it's really hard to assess, you know, what exactly Lamar has turned down and what he hasn't. But he wants the top-of-the-line deal, and it's his right to want that. He's a former MVP. He's one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. And the Ravens are right, you know, they have the franchise tag, which, you know, artificially kind of suppresses Lamar Jackson's market. And I think they have some concerns about, you know, Lamar as a pocket passer and his durability and things like that. And, you know, we'll see. They were playing really nice at the press conference after the playoff game with Lamar Jackson, just over the top almost with platitudes and niceties making, you know, saying they had no problem with him skipping the playoff game and this and that. You know, I do wonder if they're just kind of buttering it up to set up a trade market for Lamar Jackson. But I fully expect them to, they're going to put the franchise tag on him, the exclusive tag. Going to pay him $45 million this year, which is pretty nice. It's just not the long-term security that Jackson wants. And then Jackson, my guess is he probably won't sign it for a while. He's going to sit out of training camp, and it'll be a whole story. And it's not a holdout because he won't have signed his contract, so the Ravens won't be able to find him. But I think we're in for a long summer of Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Raven, contract talk. The Ravens don't want to pay him. Lamar seems pretty steadfast in wanting to get paid. Strap in. I think we're going to be hearing about this story for a long time.
Ben Volen, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Who's the best quarterback left in the playoffs right now?
Man, I love Joe Burrow. Every week I see Joe Burrow. I like him more and more. And he's just so cool and confident and makes it look easy. And what they did in the snow in Buffalo last week was, I mean, he makes Seinfeld sweatpants look cool. He's wearing those after the game. I love Joe Burrow. So, you know, it's funny, in my preseason predictions, I had the Bengals being like Super Bowl hangover, missing the playoffs, you know, an 8-9 season. I could not have been more wrong. The Bengals are awesome. They've got this cockiness to them right now that's actually pretty fun to watch. Joe Burrow's awesome. He's got great talent. I'm all aboard the Bengals train right now.
Even with a healthy Patrick Mahomes, Joe's still the best?
I mean, Mahomes is up there. You can't it's like one A and one B. But, yeah, I love Burrow. I think he's everything you want in a franchise quarterback. He makes so many great plays. He's tough. They win on the road. He makes plays in the fourth quarter. like, he's just awesome. And Mahomes is great, too, so you can't go wrong. But I give me Joe Burrow. I love that guy.
And quickly, the comparison, because I just saw on ESPN all week, because they're arguing Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and you're right. You're arguing. You're splitting hairs there, 1A, 1B. But the comparison to Tom Brady, and you cover Tom your entire career, the comparison Joe Burrow to Tom Brady, is that a good one?
I love it, to be honest. Joe Burrow has some quotes where if you close your eyes and didn't know who said them, it sounds just like Brady talking about how much, you know, they relish practicing whenever it rains outside or snows. Like, oh, let's make sure we go outside and practice and get the reps in. It's the same stuff that Brady was saying for 20 years in New England. And, you know, but I like the comparison better because they're a similar type player. It's not like Joe Burrow, you know, has a cannon for an arm or is fast. You know, Mahomes is such a unique player. So it's the comparison to Brady. Just, I mean, when you talk about accomplishments, certainly Mahomes has the early Super Bowl title and Joe Burrow has a long way to go. But getting to the Super Bowl in his second year and a second AFC championship game now and maybe another Super Bowl, he's certainly setting a path for a lot of success in his career. So as far as like the lineage, to me, it goes from like Montana to Brady and maybe now to Burrow as just like the cool customer, always delivers in the fourth quarter, always cool in the pocket, always, you know, very cocky and comfortable with himself. Like Joe Burrow is right in that lineage to me.
I mean, what happened to the Ben Volen that we knew? The guy wants to cut Mike McDaniel some slack. He said Tua is so good, you should pass on Tom Brady. Is Ben Volen being held hostage somewhere? Where is the Ben Volen that gets all the texters irate by the end of his appearance? I don't understand. He pulled the old okey-doke on us, Crowder. I don't know what happened here. Well, there you go.
He's just reading the tea leaves.
He's reading the tea leaves. You know what I think that is? I think that is the assumption that an old white man like me with no hair would say read the tea leaves because it's an old man saying. So I think you just, whenever you've heard that from anywhere, you just superimpose my face over whoever's saying that.
Hawk?
But I just wanted to make it clear that it's not actually me that says reading the tea leaves. Is that what
you
did?
I'm going to find it. You can go to
him. I've never. Buzz Aldrin said it at his wedding the other day. It wasn't me. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Thanks, Ben.
All right, boys. Thank you.
There you go. Ben Volen. Ben, I called him Bun Volen.
Bun?
I think I called him Bun. Bun Volen. It'd be a great burger place. If he was like super famous, call it Bun Volen.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.